did need a laptop today. Still got three microphones off. Actually, if you could, if you could move your microphone a bit closer to your chin, and you can move yours a bit down, so it's not right for you now. That's good. Okay, looks
okay.
Good. Interesting stuff at the meeting.
For that, I was just copying the one straight over the other documents, that's all.
We'll try it again. I think that's fine.
Are you
seeing
it?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. I'm not sure if we need the outline of the project guide. I mean, what we're going to put into that.
Well, just sort of. Well, the thing is, yeah, we're going to be touching on all that during the other part.
Yeah, because I mean, that's
screenshots
and
all
that.
Yeah, well, it's just something that you had mentioned in the previous. Like, just to sort of have a prototype together, and so it's saying that, you know, we could potentially do that.
Yeah, we can
find something like that.
This could be just some, just describe some screenshots or something.
Yeah, sure. Like, the thing is, I was thinking, you know, in the stuff that I was doing, just throw the screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, can even have some weakness.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I won't mention that. I have that very good screenshot, but that didn't show up on this page.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you can even have, yeah, it says screenshot. Yeah. You can have screenshots by the thing, each one, or just a bunch of screenshots.
Anyways, so yeah, it's just a very general structure. I guess from this, we can just pop in our little blurbs.
Yeah. I've written the topic segmentation.
Right? Cool. So I don't know if there's other stuff that you think should be done to this. I could do that whole farming with you guys. Otherwise,
yeah.
Did someone else want to throw it together? Actually, I can probably still throw it together if you want. Put your parts into this one.
I think that is you could.
Perfectionist.
Yes.
Let's just cut out the middle man.
Yeah, exactly. Let me get his head as you're going around anyway.
And I'm being like,
I'm ready.
I'm not able to speak well English, but like, yeah, well, I mean, it's up to you if you want to keep going with that. I'm happy to do some as well. I have lots of time tonight. And then we'll send it to you, then you can do the final revision.
Yeah, I'll look at it, like, my usual working hours are, like, from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock or something.
I know, you're always online.
Like,
it always makes me feel bad, because when I go to bed at, like, 1, you're still online. You never go to bed.
Sneak, just leave your computer on.
You pretend, always busy.
Yeah, right.
So maybe,
but I'm never online in the morning, so.
Yeah.
I'm just having no one.
Yeah. so.
Okay, so I'll send it off to you. And I'll
Yeah, I'll be with you when you
do
it first, and then I'll
sabotage
it. Yeah. And I'll send it out to you again.
Was there anything else we wanted to add to the timeline? I mean, essentially, it was what?
Yeah.
You can't see here, but there's no one.
Oh, there's more.
Well, that's
oh,
the original.
Oh, this is the one that. Okay.
Yeah, it's just copied straight up.
Probably want to think about if we want to change our goals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that we could probably skip totally is the removing things from the quality of life.
That's what I thought as well. I mean, do
yeah.
are we actually going to attempt that?
No.
That's
too big. Yeah.
I think that's going to be, we don't even know how to approach that.
It's a good thing to have to say that what we could have done if we had more time. Good future work things and it's given the conclusion.
Yeah.
It's a final report. Should have we had more time?
Yeah.
That's
right. Once we discover some sort of time warp thing.
Yeah.
That's definitely one thing.
So maybe we should definitely we could probably not put it under this heading, but put it under changes since the insurance investigation.
Yeah.
And say, we decided that
or we felt there are more important things to do than
that.
Yes,
okay.
I can write it down.
We prefer to concentrate on the main. And I think we should probably comment explicitly on the milestones here as well and say we managed to do.
Yeah, that's this and this. Or some of them were a bit later or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we could
have been in that section.
Like,
yeah.
We haven't got a
fresh time, could we?
Yeah.
That's far on target or something.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Plus or minus 3 days.
It doesn't have to know exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm finished, but.
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic statement.
Yes. I don't know the SPNL PS line is
going. And you can say, we're still aiming for the development to be complete in March.
Speaking of character, this is supposed to be done already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3 days ago.
For one of those, something that you want to change and delete for our list of expectations?
Give me a week and I'll tell you the answer to that.
Like, should we put a hint that something like that might happen into the document?
Maybe the speech characterization might get slimmer.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. I really want to do it.
It's
not going to be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the metadata file.
Yeah.
That's going to be
work. Yeah, true. Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be something.
Yeah, that may disappear, but we might thin it down a bit. Well, we might not. Yeah, we might.
Yeah. They might turn out even
It's only segmentation with LC segment textiles basically done just because the tuned search the parameter space mainly and see what happens.
We should probably do another responsibility of packages as well. That's what he hinted that we should also indicate who's responsible for what from now on.
Well, I could probably just copy that straight over the only one. That's essentially the same as it was. More detail specifically.
Well, you could put,
should we, you think, like, what are things for the cemetery?
Split those apart?
Yeah.
I think
so.
We
have recorded and we have the
other,
but
exactly.
What about them? The schools.
What if we're skipping the audio one and then it's not easier?
We just keep it together on the paper.
Have you taken any more of
right now and just see what?
Have you taken any more of the look at the
dispensers?
Okay. Not
the dispensers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We could probably have a lot of time to look at that.
Yeah,
We could
maybe,
just make it up.
yeah.
So,
We both claim one, you claim the other for the search things, and then we can leave that one as a joint one.
Yeah.
Have you managed any further on the search thing?
I found finally today something that I can build it in, and it I should have something for tomorrow. I should, you know, at least very least have a GUI and a wire. I'll be wiring that in hopefully tomorrow morning. So I wanna get something. I wanna see this, I wanna try to get have an image in my mind and just wanna see it on the thing and then do my screenshot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, mine's
just
to reference things tomorrow a bit more as well, so I don't know if you send it in when you
well,
I can add a few sentences to what I'm done.
Well, it doesn't matter, I mean, you can write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention that sometimes it's a bit of a motivating factor too. I mean,
okay.
Write down the words and the ideas and oh, I think I'll do this.
Yeah.
How about the underlying data for the converted file?
Well, I still like struggling with Java stuff. I think I was wondering about that is I haven't looked at it so much, but if in case now how you could do the like from the extract words that you did, like also in extract timestamps and
easy,
stuff,
yeah,
so
just
is it.
Yeah, well, just when he pulls up the segments,
yeah.
Part of that one of the attributes, we do get attributes, call them like a
okay.
specific attributes, so it returns a list of attributes, search through those, and then just you can that'll tell you what attributes it's got.
Okay.
And then you do it automatically, or you can just hard code and say, look, get me the timestamps. So you just say get attribute and put. I think the method's called get attribute,
okay.
And it's called start time and end time.
Okay.
And that'll tell you the start times and end times.
Okay.
I think it returns a double.
Okay.
Yeah, that's on the non-right element.
What on
the object is a non-right element.
So, have you made another
end
browser? Is there something that?
There is, but I haven't made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy it in from yours, because I'm sure you've probably made some changes already. Okay. I thought you said that you had written some things that maybe have caused some bugs and that you were going to fix those on your camera or something.
No.
No, okay. All of their stuff like that. Actually, I'm gonna try and minimize the amount of changes I make to end browser. Shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes? For each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they click on that, it's going to go to the relevant thing. Like just if they check all three, say, topics, have three different windows come up? Or three, like so.
Well, at the moment, is there a window that comes up, or is that a second result pane, or is that does the window get larger?
I thought what we started discussing last week was to have itself on the same window, so beyond the search window, bottom half of the search window. I don't know if we still want to keep it that way, but that's what we're going to be working on. So it's just like you click those and it pulls up. Splits that thing into two or three or whatever it is. One, two, three, depending on which ones you check. And then, so if you want to do it that way, it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other issues down the road.
You confuse me. Do you have three separate windows with three separate different types of
results? No, just panes, just result panes.
Okay, not three different.
No. Okay. So this is when we click, topics and summaries for what we want to search now. There'll be two result panes.
Yeah.
So for all three topics, one I don't know, not really tabs.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of tabs.
But then you can't see all of them at the same time.
But
and
you
it's
wouldn't
just
want
like
to compare the result, the topic, one topic result with one summary result.
Well, it's no, but the thing is, if you're looking, if you check them both, you
actually
see all the results.
Especially
yeah,
if you get results for the same meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and
so the summary and the topic and transcript.
That's true.
And so, or we could just put them all into one result pane.
Yeah.
On that same window.
I mean,
we
could order them by meeting, for example.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess that's another thing, whether we want to have this reorder by.
Yeah, well, I mean, if,
that's
you know, that's you, in the second step, the first question is, do we want to order them? How do we want to order them in the first place?
Yeah. Yeah, probably by meeting makes most sense. I mean,
yeah.
Essentially, they're temp, you know, in time order. So, yeah, that kind of makes most sense.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be easy. Well, I don't know. It should be fairly easy, I guess.
Why don't you just color code those?
Yeah.
The results to.
Sometimes in a case like that, like a run across in other languages, just that it's hard to tell what kind of object it was originally once it's put into like a list box or something. It's hard to tell whether it was a transcript or whatever. And then if we're highlighting something in the transcript window, it may be difficult to get that information back once it's just in a list box and writing in a list box. That's
yeah, but
where's it coming from?
If you do it straight from, you know, you get the result, and then there's a summative statement saying straight on, not bottom level, saying if you found the same then color it, print it,
right.
And whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like from past experience. There's computer things that happen just to let you say certain things, and it just kind of.
Well,
trying to do a different kind of to go to a different window. So if you want to go to the actual highlight the transcript or highlight the topic. So at that point that's sort of where it starts getting a little bit tricky because you're working with an event handler within the one panel or the response or whatever it is. There are ways around it, but yeah, hopefully we'll figure something else like that. So for tomorrow or delegates.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment it works. It works with highlighting in the transcript window, doesn't it? So.
I think he was saying that as long as we implement that interface, it should work with anything that we do, like highlighting. Yeah. I think that was what he was saying.
What do you mean it should work?
Wasn't Jonathan said something like that? I think it was just like as long as we implement one of these interfaces for this particular type of window, we should be able to have that highlighting.
Yeah, I mean the whole what fills the transcription box and all of these boxes is a special sort of pane made by Knight.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it's called now. And that comes with a whole load of highlighting extras as well.
Okay.
As I say,
okay.
You know, if you left click on something, for example, it highlights automatically.
Okay.
So maybe it comes with something.
Okay, maybe we should. Maybe we should use that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's called not text pane.
No, I'm sure it's not pane. No. Text. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Non-text. Most people non.
Yeah. What?
Oh,
what's
wow.
Nom anyway?
Night object model.
Okay.
Like object model.
Sorry.
Okay.
With the removing the displacement, have you done anything about it? Because I was wondering how we're going to write it back to HTML, I mean XML, if we did the processing, writing it back to XML.
I thought we were just trying to have that as words, like not as XML, just sort of as a blip.
Is that text?
What was that then?
Text file.
Well, transcript. No, because I only yelled the other day, you know, transcript.
You will very much limit what you can do with it if it's not an XML.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML.
Why do we want it in XML though? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got. So as opposed to...
Oh, select what we want, just take bits of the XML, take certain segments.
Only print out certain segments, the segments that we want, just selectively. At the moment it prints out all of them.
Yeah.
We'll just put an if loop in it.
Yeah.
That leaves out some of the print segments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not store it at all whatsoever.
Okay. That
sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I think we
sort of.
That's sort of all
we're
going
to
do. Written to
actually, but this makes
more
sense.
Whatever we done. But that will mean that you can only do things on, because you can do things on word level. So, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if we're going to do the XML, then fine. That's,
yeah.
I mean, we're not going to do much more than just look at the text element differences. Because we're not going to search it, and we're not going to, listen to it.
Yeah.
Since we're not doing the audio thing.
Yeah.
So I guess just displaying it is
it's
right.
Kind
of but yeah, yeah,
you don't really need to do much more with it.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think it's how would we display them? Like, would you take disappointments out and just, create a text file, take the disappointments away, the text
file?
It would
just be a blur, like a summary. It won't look like, it won't say, speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says this.
Unless we extract that out of the file and we create the text file.
Yeah, and then it will look ugly probably because it will look just black and white.
That's true.
Unless you want
to
start.
It's probably the best thing to do.
I don't think it's going to take long to it's just another. I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long. It's just words, and to print all of them out selectively.
Doesn't look funny.
Yeah.
And then it just goes through and says if this word equals that, then print.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of this statements.
You can nearly do it together with the transcription, with the original transcription, having one parallel. So if certain, if it's a proper word, print it on both panes, and if it's not a proper word, then print it only one. But I mean, that's fancy, but...
Yeah, you probably could, actually. More difficult. Just think, fatten the code out a bit.
Yeah. But then, the good way of doing it not together is that if someone doesn't want to look at the chop file, then you don't ever have to produce it. But I mean, you can write something like we'll try and do it on the fly and observe if it's going to take too long. If it's going to take too long, I'll think about writing it to a file.
I was just thinking that probably going to use XSLT to kind of just transform it and flip it into transforms on style sheet XML style sheet, and then it's kind of like there's usually things built in to should be built into Java process XML. Like it just creates whatever file it's going to be in. It's been a couple of years since I looked at any of that. That might even be easier. And then that way we could even pre-process that. Beforehand. I don't know. Well, we don't want to have to do that, right?
Even trying to read it in XML and Java was a couple of days enough.
Uh-huh.
I gave up doing that before
really?
Converted back to night stuff because it was much easier.
Yeah.
So we can do it with night stuff. Java, we're trying to do it. It was just so complicated.
Can't
believe it. You have to start defining object models like we might have been in the
series.
All bizarre. Weird things like
that. Actually, I was thinking I might try and talk to, was it Jonathan and Gene? But just to see what system they use to develop this stuff. Because it would be nice to have all the tools there and just have the object model and just kind of plug and play with everything. And just to actually use the system, at a higher level rather than kind of playing around with a little bit of code and modifying the code. See what they're doing. So I'll have to try and contact them and see if there's any other improvements they can give us. Just to get things, I don't know, moving at a higher level, I guess. Just things will be more interesting to use it as a real developer. It just seems like a little like tinkering around and just doing different things.
That's what programming is all about, right?
No, no, it shouldn't be. It should be higher level, it should be conceptual and, you know, coming up with like the brilliant ideas and then just, you know, bringing those to reality.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas into that paragraph and say you'll have a look at both or something, if you were to do it. I personally don't want to mess with writing files or anything at the moment. I want to do it superficially.
Like the thing that I was saying there as well is that once it's done for, you know, one meeting, it's done.
Yeah.
It's there. It's a file. Text file or XML or whatever it is. Yeah. Just, I don't know. It doesn't make any difference really either way to me. So if it's fast enough on the fly, I'm sure. That's about the only issue I have with on the fly, whether it's fast enough.
Yeah.
Especially with Java and so like crap. If it's loading the file and processing.
Well, it has already loaded anyway.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to say that. It's just a 40, really. It's
yeah.
Fine, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's out of memory. Yeah.
So should we all write a letter or two about future work as well?
Yeah, I included the future work in my own section, but I just said I'll say what I've done so far and what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, maybe.
And some issues.
I'll work into each.
Yeah, it's what we've done already, and then, you know,
might lose a bit of continuity if you do that, though, that's what I was thinking. Sometimes it's easier to have the topic in the exciting sections,
yeah.
So you talk about three
chapters and three different. That does make sense, but maybe at the end, maybe just a point form of, yeah, things that we're still working on. Things
goals,
like,
or something.
Yeah,
that's
bullet,
right.
Bullet points.
Yeah,
maybe. Yeah. Because if you have a discursive thing here and another discursive thing here,
yeah,
not together, you lose a lot of them.
Sounds good. Anything else? You all have sleep, aren't you? You're burnt out. Maybe sleep.
Yeah.
So we're all still writing out. Somebody's sending them to you. You said it was.
Or she'll just take. She can take it from now. Or do you want to? Or no?
What?
I can. Yeah, sure. If you want to.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, that's a good idea. I'll take one quick look over. Try and get it as good as I think that way.
Yeah.
You stick it together. She'll shine it.
Yeah.
And then send it on to us so that we can nod.
And correct back any like things that I thought was wrong in the initial.
So we're changing dialogue back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I haven't used my pen. Tomorrow with
Steve.
Good job you reminded me.